So I was reading an article this morning about what's happening here in New Orleans relative to deportation, immigration, and the like. And the article is basically outlining this major shift as it relates to the role that the Justice Department plays in the prosecution of criminal offenses relative to unauthorized entry or continued unauthorized presence of immigrants. And what I found very interesting is how we refer to this as a major shift, right? We did nothing for 4 years. So to do something, I find it a little interesting that we would call that a major shift. In fact, to the contrary, everyone stood down of the federal authorities. So when we're comparing numbers of the most recent months to the past months of the previous administration, that's a wasted exercise. They did nothing. I mean, the reality is, whether it's the FBI, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, or anyone else, there were cases that were presented, even with the backdrop and the landscape of, we will do nada. De nada. And they did. They did nothing. So it's interesting because when you look at the stats, they've maybe doubled, right? But the numbers are like 24 last year and 45 so far this year. I mean, so doing nothing, they still handled 24 cases for some reason or another, right? Because it wasn't like anybody from ICE, Border Patrol, or any other DHS agency pushing the edges of the envelope to ensure that we actually did what? Yeah, you got it. Enforce the laws that are actually on the books. Now, what's interesting to me is when you, again, I love when the immigration activists get involved and they start talking. And you've heard about my personal story when, you know, under the Obama administration, we were very proactive in working with the ICE task forces throughout Jefferson Parish. There was a national publication that wrote that we deported more individuals per capita out of Jefferson Parish than any other jurisdiction in the country. The immigration activists came down, met with me, and had the audacity, obviously they didn't do any of their homework, had the audacity to tell me that I didn't understand the Hispanic or Latin culture. And the look on their face when I articulated the fact that my mother is from Nicaragua, Anika, and I grew up in the Hispanic culture. Her entire family moved here from Nicaragua, ultimately ended up all here in the New Orleans area from all parts of the country. And that was it every weekend. That's all we did, was interact with one another on my mother's side of the family. They had no clue. I knew exactly what this was all about, and I knew exactly what their thoughts were as it related to legal immigration, having had to wait outside of this country, having had to dot the I's, cross the T's, jump the hurdles, having had to have sponsors, having to have had a job opportunity lined up in this country in order to get here. In fact, the interesting thing about their observations, what they all thought that was worthy and right and just of the United States government to actually require that. No one was ever turned off by it. So in this NOLA.com article, they, I guess, interviewed some immigration attorneys and advocates that have argued that prosecuting migrants in criminal court unnecessarily burdens the federal system, and it adds to fear felt by immigrant communities. Do you find that odd? I do, because deterrence is the fear of apprehension and detention. Deterrence is the cornerstone of criminal law enforcement in this country. And if you want to have a chilling effect on bad behavior, on illegal behavior, improper behavior, however you want to define that behavior, you enforce the laws in the hope of a deterrent effect on the community at large to play by the rules, to play upon that fear of being apprehended, to play upon the fear of being detained and having to suffer the consequences of your actions. What I also find obnoxious is that we're standing up for individuals that have re-entered the country a second time after having cost the taxpayers of this country gobs of money to deport these individuals a first time. They come back into this country yet again. They re-enter illegally, having been counseled through the first deportation proceeding of the consequences of coming back a second time. And if charged with that felony, not being able to ever reap the benefits of this country ever again for the rest of their life. They would not be qualified. They couldn't come back. They made the conscious decision to do so. They get caught again. We're supposed to apologize because maybe they played by the rules of the community for a number of years. But we're supposed to apologize for them coming back again in violation of all the counseling and the warnings and the fact that, you know, we deported them in the first instance and maybe they didn't adhere to that deterrence, the fear of apprehension and detention. They never do. Criminals, for the most part, until they actually get what? Rearrested. And we got to hear the story about how they were headed to Harvard next year, or they had a 4-year scholarship to ABC University, and they had turned their life around 60 days ago, and everything was going to be hunky-dory. We hear this all the time. What we don't hear is the financial consequence to our country. You're working hard every day. You're paying taxes. You're funding a federal system that allegedly was designed and staffed in order to handle the enforcement of all of the federal statutes. And when they do so, all of a sudden, people are angry. There's certain sectors of our community that are, how dare you? How dare you enforce these laws? How dare you enforce the laws that Congress passed? How dare you actually take advantage of the dollars that you have put forward and staff these organizations for a particular function? You go out, you effect arrests, you're taking care of business. How dare you? I guess we're supposed to fund these federal agencies to do nothing. And we talk about unnecessary burdens in the federal system. Give me a break. Really? This is a question of priorities. And what's interesting is there's very little coverage about how few illegal crossings exist today in this country. And all we heard for 4 years is that we had to change the rules. We had to change the laws. Federal law enforcement was actually impotent. They couldn't do the job. They didn't have the laws necessary in order to accomplish what everybody was wanting to accomplish. in less than 100 days. They dropped the illegal crossings in a huge way. By really just threatening to enforce the laws that were on the books. And not continuing the cry at the top of their voice that the laws needed to be changed, that they were impotent. There were no consequence. It wasn't going to work. So it's absolutely amazing that we're complaining about deterrence. You know what's interesting? We see the same thing when we hear these folks talking about mass incarcerations, right? As though something just happened and all of these folks got locked up in jail. Maybe we offend at a higher rate than most other countries. In fact, we do. Incarceration is an outcome. You don't just end up in jail. You have to have done something. And there's a legal standard that has to be achieved in order to effect an arrest and to attach the body to place them into the criminal justice system. We don't talk about that at all. And it's the same approach as to what's happening here. We're just talking about the outcomes. We don't like the outcomes. But we're not talking about the conduct. And the conduct at a very basic human level is what? Disrespectful. Plain and simple. You either respect this country or you don't respect this country. And there really is not much in between. We'll be right back. Stay with us.